This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So, are you all ready for this again, friends? Oh, I'm not making this up. I really am not. I'm not in any sense of the word. Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights. Okay, and keep in mind the reason the Bill of Rights was given, friends. Okay? In order to prevent misinterpretation, right, or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So the Bill of Rights was given to us, friends, to make sure that there was no misinterpretation. Okay, it was to give a stronger confidence to the public concerning their government. Look where we're at today. When I read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion that is under the umbrella of the Christian faith, not foreign faiths, friends, under the umbrella of the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Faithers, the list goes on. You get the point, okay? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, we can see what's happening today when you actually petition the government for redress of grievances. They send in the brown shirts. They send in buses of paid protesters and provocateurs to stir it up, only to aim it at the good guy. In other words, accusing you of what they're guilty of. And it's exactly what we're seeing. Now, I'm saying this for the very reason, friends, that on one of our platforms just yesterday, this is why we continuously drive you to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be on that platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Yesterday, we had about 14,000 people watching us after only 3 months, just for the record, only 3 months of having 90 to 100 megabytes brought into our studios. We have real connection now. And, of course, because we're growing exponentially, just like our website did right away, Google comes in, pulls the rug, and then what happens with this current platform, friends? They just pulled all of our videos down, the morning show and the afternoon show, for absolutely no reason whatsoever. They stated on their little disclaimer, video unavailable, or you didn't have permission to use the video. I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on here. Folks, if this is not tyranny, I can't define tyranny. This is a clear violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Okay? What we have the right by God to do and say the wrong things, because that's what Twitter would have you believe. That's what Facebook would have you believe. That's what YouTube would have you believe. And by the way, for those that didn't know, just 2 months ago, 7 years of our blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into those videos and a lot of money to make those educational videos were completely expunged. Completely expunged, friends. Okay? I'm talking about education. I have never one time on this show, nor in ministry, or in high schools, or in colleges, or on television, or on radio interviews, have I ever one time spoke out against the laws of this nation in any sense of the word. Now, for all those that don't quite understand what's going on, we keep hearing that they have their own platform and they can do what they want to do. I'm here to tell you that you are misinformed. I'm here to tell you that you are incorrect. Let me ask you something for those that do believe that. What, when the phone company doesn't want to carry your conversation because they disagree with it, can they just shut your phone off? What about the electric company when they don't like what you're talking about? Is it okay that they just cut your electricity off, friends? Because this is what you're allowing in your government today, friends. It's exactly what you're allowing. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said. He said, liberty is to do what the law permits. What they're doing is lawless. And let me give you a couple examples. They promote that which is in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. They're promoting that which is illegal in the United States of America, for example, homosexuality. They're promoting that it's okay to allow and subject your kids to the sodomite agenda. It's exactly what's happening in public schools. They are teaching that evolution is okay. It used to be illegal all the way up until 1968. Twitter, like nobody's business, promotes pornography like nobody's business. And by the way, Section 230 was for the very reason to stop pornography, and Twitter's promoting pornography. Okay, they're also promoting and propping up that which is subversive to American government. Now, I can tell you this only so many times before you're not going to hear my voice anymore. Americans, if you don't stand up and understand that you have a totalitarian system in place right now working against you every step to shut you down and to shut your mouth, because that's the first step, friends, before they eradicate, exterminate, genocide. And if you think that's extreme, why don't you go and look at a little history, friends, because it's exactly what happened in the past, and it's exactly what's going to happen in the future or in the present if the American people don't rise to the level of expectation concerning the laws that the Lord has bestowed upon us and enforcing them against those criminals that be. You know, it's absolute insanity. I continuously give this quote. Americans, I want you to understand that less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy you. And the only way they have you throwing your hands up is because they've taken the time to lie to you enough that you believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And I'm here to tell you, that's just not the case. Matter of fact, if we go back to Adolf Hitler, did you know that less than 3% of the population out of 80 million people supported Adolf Hitler? You know how they did what they did? They had a propagandist, a minister propagandist named Joseph Goebbels, who taught the people that if you want to go ahead and take control over the 80 million people, you're going to have to inundate them with lies day after day after day after day. And it's what's happening here. But the good news is we are not the type here to go ahead and roll over in the face of adversity. We are not the type that are just going to roll over in the face of the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to give us our freedoms that they're desecrating, that they're trampling underfoot right now. Folks, when you look at the math alone concerning the people, the 330 million people in this country, how is it, I ask you, in all sincerity, how is it that 330 million people are allowing how many people, less than 300 people, friends, continuously do the things that they do? How is it? It makes zero sense. I mean, folks, we're either going to get this right or we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools ever known in the history of mankind. And that's just the case. Hey, friends, I got a friend. He's an RN in the state of Minnesota. His name is Nick. He's going to jump online with me in just a moment here. And I want him to tell you what's happening in these hospitals that you're not hearing again through the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, listen carefully because it just happened again. First, it was YouTube. They pulled down 7 years of blood, sweat, and tears in this ministry. Okay, they did this on sonsoflibertymedia.com because the first month we had 700,000 unique visitors. The second month we had 850. The third month we were teeter-tottering on 1 million unique visitors. Okay, they don't. Here, let me just say this. Why is it that Rush Limbaugh is not being deplatformed? Why is Ben Shapiro, why isn't he being deplatformed? Hey, friends, why is Laura Ingraham, why isn't she being deplatformed? How come that they have open access? How is it that Glenn Beck, how come he's not being deplatformed? How come, listen carefully, how come Rachel Maddow hasn't been deplatformed? How come Don Lemon hasn't been deplatformed? Are you following me, friends? Because there is no difference between what you call the right and the left because they're called controlled opposition. They're not a threat to the establishment. And it's my understanding that 330 million people in this country are sick and tired of the establishment. We're sick and tired of the lies. We're sick and tired of being robbed. We're sick and tired of thieving. And I'm talking about kill, steal, and destroy as well, John 10:10. People are sick and tired of it. I mean, they're really at the edge. Friends, and by the way, this is why the mainstream media is right now aiming all of this that took place by their provocateurs, by their paid protesters that were bussed in, by their policemen that were opening the doors for people to go in. That's why what they did is they set it up to blame you. They're browbeating you right now. See, they want to send the message to you that you better just sit there like a little good boy and a little good girl, and you better take it as we give it. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they're only going to do what you let them get away with if you continuously let them do it. Okay? So we need to get in perspective, friends. The people in this country are the government. We, the people, hold the power under God, not without God, but under God. And if we want to take our country back, we're going to have to do it on an individual basis. And we're also going to have to do it then corporately. Okay? First and foremost. Without getting down and running down that rabbit trail right now, I have in front of me a Humans Are Free article that says 24 dead and 137 infected in nursing home after COVID-19 vaccination. Wow. Previously, they had zero deaths from COVID. Man, this is just getting crazy. I was taking a bit of a cat nap because it was a real rough night last night. Let me tell you, I was fasting for the last 3 days, Isaiah 58. And it caught up to me really quick. And my friend Nick, who's an RN, calls in and he said, "Hey, Bradley, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm just trying to take a cat nap. Had a bad night last night." And he started telling me things that were going on at the local hospital. So without further ado, Nick, thanks for calling in. Thank you for jumping on with such a short amount of time and notice. But can you go ahead and do me a favor and share with our listeners in 133 cities as to what the mainstream media means to withhold from them, please?
Absolutely. So I'd like to start with basically by informing everyone that not everyone and not all healthcare workers are taking this vaccine. There is great resistance in my own hospital. In fact, the latest statistic was 60% have not vaccinated.
Yep.
40% have, and of those that have, they're feeling it currently. I was working yesterday, and on my shift, the charge nurse was getting call after call for the night shift, and people were calling in sick.
Because of the adverse side effects from the vaccination, the Pfizer vaccination, correct?
Correct, yeah. Yep. Pfizer is the one that they are trying to give us there. The ones that are taking it are multiple are calling in. In fact, I've gotten messages today from staffing that they would like people to pick up for day shift and night shift because due to sick calls.
Yeah, yeah.
They're experiencing fever, chills, aches and pains in their neck, headache. I was listening to multiple nurses yesterday that did take it and just complaining, my arm hurts and just little things. But I asked one, "Why'd you take it?" "Well, so-and-so doctor told me that I have asthma, and if I don't take it, I could die." So she signed up and took it.
Yep, fear.
Fear. Yep, and they're pushing it down our throats. They sent out a video to all staff members at my hospital. And from the CEO, respected doctors, pharmacists, all speaking and basically pushing the narrative of, "You need to take this, if not, in order to get back to normal, we have to take this because all the small businesses suffering in this region and community, they can't go back to what they're doing until, we're all vaccinated. We have to do our part." And it's just a lot of guilt. And
yep. Well, we know, Nick, just for the record, we know that Yale University came up with what they're doing is they're doing a study how to guilt people into or manipulate people into taking a vaccination. See, the problem they're having, as you well know, and I'm preaching to the choir here, but the fact of the matter is they can't prove the narrative. They lost the narrative. They know that people know that it's a 99.75% recovery rate, but they want to keep blowing up these statistics. And they're, like I shared with you earlier on the phone, we even know from Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, and Senator Scott Jensen here in the state of Minnesota, that they're being pressured to manufacture death certificates as well as COVID-19 stats. So this is all bought and paid for, and we know this. There's no question about it, but we don't see them retreating. What we do see is we see them continuously going headlong and forcing the people to take these vaccinations regardless of what the fruit of these vaccinations are.
Correct. And they're actually going as far as to paying staff members and putting them in lotteries for prizes if you take the vaccine, and they were earlier this year paying employees up to $100 just to take the flu vaccine. And in fact, I have some sources that have proven that COVID-19 virus was in this year's influenza vaccine.
No surprise. So
they're giving it to you. No.
That's
and,
right.
Speaking of influenza, I don't know if anyone else has noticed the trend. I think I've heard it a few times on your show. But where's influenza at this year?
Exactly.
Have you seen it?
No, there's a lot of people
in the hospital.
Yeah, there's a lot of people asking that question. Well, they don't need it right now, Nick, as you well know. And when you listen to the breaks, even on this radio show, alone coming from conservatives, it's interesting. They're the ones keeping this whole COVID-19 thing alive, because regardless of where I go, I haven't seen it. I'm not saying is coronavirus, is it actual? Yes, but not to the degree that they've blown it so far out of proportion that if we don't take this vaccination, we're going to die. But this is what they're trying to sell the American people, and it's very telling to me, especially, you know, one of the things that I brought up the other day, Nick, and you're an RN. I'm speaking to my friend Nick, who's an RN at a local hospital here, and I was sharing just over the last weekend how the unqualified, in other words, a non-licensed individual, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and non-licensed WHO, and we see the confusion around the CDC stats because they change daily, and then we look at Anthony Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in over 20 years, and we know that he's a repeat criminal. And that's not fictitious. That is a fact. And we just played the audio from Dr. Martin a week and a half ago. But it's interesting, Nick, and I want to lay this on you really quick. It's interesting how the unqualified are the ones that are setting the narrative, and the doctors, the licensed doctors, the qualified doctors, the professionals, the doctors, they're being censored. What say you?
Well, that's for sure. They are being censored, but I can also tell you there's so many doctors that are just following right along and getting the vaccine at our hospital right alongside them, experiencing the same side effects. And it's just, I don't know, you know, it must be the indoctrination of school. They have the blinders on. They can only see one way. And, you know, the CDC and FDA is the gold standard to them. And it's been debunked, and I don't know who could trust them and use them as a source anymore.
I got 2 minutes left with you, Nick.
Yeah.
Winter. If I can, I want to basically go back just a little bit and recollect that your hospital actually created a whole wing for COVID-19 patients. Can you tell us what that looked like 6, 7, 8 months ago?
Yeah, initially they were coming up with some plans to be able to, you know, scoot these patients off into their own area. So it was existing building, but in the building, amongst the building, in old halls and rooms, they were, you know, putting up temporary sheetrock walls, which actually some of them are still up for entries and exits and different things, and decontamination rooms, and that stuff is still there. Some of the other stuff has been taken down, but yeah, they put all this up and
is that all theater? Is that all theater, Nick? Is that what that was? Is that psychological warfare?
I would have to say so. We didn't use it. I can honestly tell you, I'm not saying that we didn't have a COVID positive patient in the hospital from the start of this, but I can tell you personally, myself, that cared for, my first COVID positive patient that I cared for was actually Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
If that tells you anything.
Oh, it tells me a lot.
I worked yesterday, and as of yesterday in the hospital, all the patients that were there, there were no COVID positive patients in the hospital.
Boy, oh boy.
On any floor.
Whoa. Doesn't that counter the narrative that we're getting from the mainstream media 24/7? And by the way, not just in America alone, but on a global basis. Is there anything else you want to say? We got you for about another 30, well, about 10 seconds, Nick. Go for it.
No. Well, I just encourage people to stand up against it. Keep fighting it. Keep fighting the good fight.
I appreciate it, Nick. Thank you again for jumping on with such short notice. And with that said, friends, you got it directly from an RN at a local hospital. Is this what you're being told through the mainstream media? Of course not. But in the face of all that, the governor extends Minnesota COVID-19 state of emergency once again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says if the COVID-19 pandemic would have started in a democratic nation, a global outbreak might not have occurred. Azar saying China wasn't forthcoming with information about the virus during the initial outbreak. Teachers across the country are now starting to have the coronavirus vaccine available to them. Some teachers in Florida voicing frustration at the process and how long it's taking, but Palm Beach County Schools Superintendent Donald Fenoy says he understands a real problem with the vaccine.
To be perfectly honest with you, the biggest issue is just the supply chain. That is the issue.
Parler and Amazon are going before a U.S. District Court judge in Seattle to settle their dispute. Parler saying Amazon violated their contract by shutting down their site with 24 hours notice. You're listening to USA Radio News. The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots and violence took place last week at the Capitol. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest. And in response to that, law enforcement has to be prepared, no matter who's making the threat or potentially the impact of that threat.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime address at 7:15 Eastern Time tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Also go over to, again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and there is 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. Folks, we're giving you information firsthand. We're not creating this information. We're giving it to you directly from the source, regardless of who they are. And I wanted to let you know, friends, that we have a platform over there now. You can always listen to us live on the radio, on a phone app, whatever the case might be. Visuals concerning our platforms, what they may be now. We're working on that. Once again, this is insanity, and you need to understand something, friends. This is an attack on you. This is an attack on your free speech. And I want to let you know we need your help to keep our head afloat on so many different fronts. Consider supporting the ministry. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the donate button. There's statements on coffee cups, T-shirts, startup conversations, so on and so forth, dog tags. These are all your ideas, by the way. They were not our ideas. So with that said, go over to donate. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty and keep us out there, friends, because this is what I am born for. There's no question about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. You can also jump over onto BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just had my friend Nick on the radio. He's an RN at a local hospital in Minnesota. Unsolicited, he called me up. Hey, Bradley, just started to have a conversation about what's going on in the hospital. I said, well, you need to tell the people this because this is what they need to hear. because this counters everything they're hearing through the mainstream media. Now, it's interesting. We know that this is a plandemic. We know that this is aimed at small businesses. I've shared with you a couple times now, billionaires on a global basis have increased their wealth, 27% during this plandemic. And this is aimed at the small businesses, driving them to the big businesses. And it's exactly what you've seen over the Christmas season. And, friends, we need to open our eyes as to what's going on here. I also wanted to highlight one more thing concerning that, friends, because we're hearing about how the National Guard's being set out onto the streets in Washington, D.C. It's not happening just there. It's also happening in the state of Minnesota. Tim Walz is putting the National Guard out onto the streets in the Capitol, around the Capitol, because of the threats. Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Walz. Let me ask you folks in Washington, D.C., why are you getting those threats? Because you're working against the people, and the people all the while know that you're working against them. And I highly doubt it that law abiders are threatening anybody. Because, again, the fruit lies on the other side due to the fact that you're provocateurs. You're busting paid protesters. You're police officers opening up doors. And, by the way, it wasn't any individual that was... it wasn't an individual or just a citizen that was shooting at a police officer and killing a police officer. No, just the exact opposite was true. So let's get this straight, friends. And this is exactly how communists play the game. I was thinking about this earlier. Boy, oh boy, I watched a documentary some time ago, years ago, on Joe MacArthur. And they were talking about how he was on a witch hunt. He was calling out people in the military for being communists, like Marshall and the such. And they just demonized him. They singled him out. They polarized him. They ruined his credibility. Hey, folks, let me ask you something. That crazy Joe MacArthur, was he wrong? No, he's not wrong. And I don't think I can get anybody on the radio right now to tell me that I'm wrong about any of these said representatives that are pushing forth this propaganda concerning the pandemic COVID-19 down your throat. I don't think anybody can tell you it's justifiable. Except them. Now, after we had Nick on the phone with us during the second segment there, it's interesting to note that Channel 5, another propaganda outlet, reported that Governor Walz extends Minnesota's COVID-19 state of emergency. I want you to listen carefully. Governor Tim Walz has extended Minnesota's peacetime state of emergency by another 30 days so he can continue to use what? Executive orders to direct the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. What are they using in order to get away with what they're getting away with, friends? Emergency. Necessity. It's always the same thing, friends. And it's always emergency, and it's always of necessity, and they can't prove the need of it. Okay? In this case, they can't prove the virus, but they're driving you to the vaccination. They wouldn't be driving you to the vaccination, and it wouldn't work if the American people knew that what he was talking about and what he's doing concerning these executive orders are unconstitutional. So they can go ahead and call them executive orders all day long. If they're not congruent to the U.S. Constitution, they're null and void. They're null and void. Just like what Tim Walz is doing today. Just like what Tim Walz is doing today. He's assailing the people in the state of Minnesota. He's assailing the churches. He's assailing, friends, the businesses. And do you think for some reason or another the people in the state are just going to sit back and say, well, that's okay that you do that, sir. We know that you're breaking the law. We know that that's not in the Constitution. We know that we never gave you delegated authority. No, this is what they're doing, friends. They're trying to browbeat you into submission. They don't have the law on their side, period. Period. Let me finish this. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm told the Executive Council Wednesday that Minnesota has now recorded 440,354 coronaviruses. Baloney. And notice the slant on the mainstream media once again. It's always in favor of the agenda. It's never countering it. And if it does counter it, they browbeat the one that's standing against it. Okay? Averaging about 10,000 new cases per week, they're totally lying, with 5,774 deaths. We have a local representative along with Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen that are actually taking these people to task concerning the actual number because they're fraud. They're fraudulent. They're made up. Okay? See, if they told you the truth of the matter, you wouldn't let them shut down your businesses. If they told you the truth of the matter, they wouldn't tell you that you can't see your parents in nursing homes. Oh, folks, I'll tell you this right now. If my parents were in a nursing home, I would take my mom or my dad out ASAP, okay? Because they don't care about them no more than the devil does, friends. They care about making a little money off of what's taking place, and they're going to keep the propaganda in the narrative going as long as they can keep it going, as long as they keep getting paid. And that's exactly what it's about. They've sold their souls, friends. Health officials on Wednesday reported 1,505 new cases and 50 new deaths. I can tell you right now, they're completely lying. The only way they keep it going, friends, is they continuously fabricate new numbers, showing you an emergency that does not exist. And what's sad about it? Everybody knows it's true, what I'm telling you. Everybody knows it's true. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back over to this article that I was just beginning to highlight right before Nick jumped on. My friend, the RN, during the second segment. 24 dead and 137 infected in nursing home after COVID-19 vaccination. Previously, they had zero deaths from COVID. Huh. Well, that's crazy. Adam wrote, Adam Dick, things seem to be working backwards at the Commons on St. Anthony Nursing Home in Auburn, New York. Vaccinating people is supposed to reduce or end coronavirus deaths, right? That's what he said. Question mark. But at the Commons, such deaths are reported to have occurred only after residents began receiving coronavirus vaccinations. James T. Mulder wrote Saturday at Syracuse.com that until December 29th, there had been no coronavirus deaths at the Commons. This is all created, friends. December 29th, when deaths of residents with coronavirus began occurring at the Commons, is also, Mulder's article discloses, 7 days after the nursing home began giving coronavirus vaccinations to residents, with 80% of residents so far having been vaccinated. Who are they going for, friends? The older people. Okay. Over a period of less than 2 weeks since December 29th, Mulder relates that 24 coronavirus-infected residents at the 300-bed nursing home have died. They have died. Just like he said, I thought this was supposed to prevent it. No, it doesn't prevent it. Listen to what is actually happening here, friends. He asked the question, is the timing just a strange coincidence? This is the penultimate paragraph of Mulder's article where vaccinations at the Commons is mentioned. The nursing home began vaccinating residents December 22nd. So far, 193 or 80% and 113 employees or less than half the staff have been vaccinated. The nursing home plans to do more vaccinations January 12th. Okay. Here's the truth of the matter. You know, you got to ask yourself the question. To a lot of people, truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They don't trust politicians, but yet it's politicians playing political theater, which we've exposed that 15 times as well. And people are still questioning what the truth is. Well, let me tell you this. God is not a man that he should lie. Okay? And when he tells us that life is in the blood, and not to mix Leviticus 17 and verse 11, and Leviticus 19, 19, he means just that. Who would go for the blood? Who would try to contaminate the blood? Well, I can give you a couple ideas. I mean, I know of a guy named Bill Gates. His daddy used to work for Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for murdering over 60 million babies in the womb, who just came up with a new vaccination. You can Google this. It's called Luciferus-Luciferian. Put that up against Revelation 3:17. Or you can go over to the guy over at the WHO, who we know is a Marxist. He's been suggested to be put on a terrorist list. And yet these are the people that you're listening to. How are you confused, Americans? If I go up to a tree and it's an apple tree, I can go up to a tree and tell you what kind of tree it is by the fruit that it bears. There's no good fruit on these people that are telling you that there's a pandemic. Okay? But I can tell you, the facts show you for what it is. So again, I ask the question, how is it that so many people are confused, and how many times do we need to continuously reveal the facts concerning this pandemic these manufactured death records, and these created and fabricated COVID-19 statistics, okay? And yet the American people sit back and they allow the mayors and the governors to continue going headlong right at them on assault on their families.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. America, as you endure the assailings, the assaults coming from those that are supposed to represent you. Somebody just sent me a video during the break. Thank you, by the way, for sending that over. This is what the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine can do. It shows a woman gyrating uncontrollably. She can't even walk forward. She can't even put a foot down in front of her and going forward. And then it showed another woman trying to do the same thing where she couldn't even walk and she was literally shaking uncontrollably. It looked, let me put it this way, it wasn't fabricated, it was genuine. And then it showed another video of a lady on a bed and the same thing there, just acting out. Now, I don't want to say erratically because it's not like they're doing it on purpose. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they are literally gyrating in a sense that they are uncontrollable. And that's where it's coming from, kind of like the waist down. Their hands are going around as well, but the point is made. I was just highlighting the fact that during the last segment that 24 dead and 137 infected in nursing homes after COVID-19 vaccination. I want to say this again, and I want you to hear me clearly. What the media is telling you, you can rest assured you can look the other direction because that's what the truth is. Okay? Just for anybody that's confused, it's because you've left the Lord. Read Daniel 9:27 when you get a moment. I'm sorry, 9:7. Confusion of face. Why? Because we've forgotten the Lord. The fact of the matter is when I look at this kind of stuff happening, friends, it's easy as pie to detect as to what's taking place here. Because the only ones profiting from this pandemic are the ones that are selling it to you. Nobody else is, friends. And look what they're doing. They're coming up with studies to try to manipulate people into taking the vaccinations. Hey, folks, if people are sick, you don't have to manipulate people into taking a vaccination, right? For those that would take a vaccination. But why do they have to manipulate? Why do they have to lie? Why do they have to keep changing their stories? Why are they getting caught without masks on? Why are they getting caught having dinner? How is it that they're telling you to stay home and yet they're found in the Bahamas or San Juan on vacation making videos to make sure you stay home? I'm just curious, how many times do they need to tell on themselves, like the governor and the said representative in Pennsylvania said that they got to do a little political theater right now so they put a mask on, or the interpreter in Michigan where she says, you know what, I got to give the illusion of the 6 feet apart. Well, what are you confused about? I'll tell you what, if you're confused, it's because you're as much of a liar as these people are. And that's the truth. These people know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. You should be ashamed of yourself. And you better know, friends, why they're trying to get these vaccinations into as many people as they possibly can, because they want to give it over to the hump, friends, so everybody then at their biddings will have to by force take it. That's why they're going to the frontline workers. That's why they're going to the nurses, the doctors. That's why they're going to the teachers. You heard what Nick said, my friend. That's an RN, a local doctor. They're getting paid to do this. They're getting prizes to take vaccinations. Folks, we're talking about 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70-year-old people that are taking a vaccination because they want a prize? I mean, this reminds me of none other than the CEO from Delta. I mean, I guess the new business plan for these airlines, friends, is to attack your own clientele that you've had for 20 and 30 and 40 years. That's the new business model, friends, believe it or not. But this dummy, he gets up on television during an interview, and you know he was told to say it, and he did it. He did his master's bidding. And what did he do? I'm excited to get a vaccination. I'm excited to get a vaccination. I'm excited to get a vaccination. Wow, have you ever heard people talk like that ever in all of your life? I mean, I could see that if he was like a dad telling his little kid, you know, that you needed to get stitches or you needed a Band-Aid or you needed something for your body. You need vitamins or whatever the case is. Come on. And, you know, my mom used to give me aspirin. She used to break it up and put sugar on it so I would take it. You know, so that's what I'm saying from a dad or a mom and where they're coming from when they're trying to get their kid to take something that they know is good for them. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about those that profess to be the officials, to be the professionals that are trying to get people to take this, and they're willing to give them a prize. I mean, folks, whoa. I mean, I wouldn't want these doctors taking a look at me if that's their mentality. They're debased. They're immature, to say the least, on so many fronts. I wanted to highlight this, too, friends, because we had Rick Warren, Saddleback Church out in California, you know that heretic. It's interesting that he had come out just recently and said that, you know, the church isn't under attack in California. The church isn't under attack, he said. Well, I'm here to tell you that, church, you've never lost the right. You never lost the right to stay in your pulpits. I mean, we've had attorneys on the radio program here broadcasting to 133 cities saying, get into your church pulpit and start preaching. Don't worry about it. We got your back. Did the majority of the churches do that? Nope. They took the money and they ran. What are they, friends? Those are hirelings, John 10:12. They open the gates to the wolves so the wolves can devour the sheep. I wouldn't go to a church like that. And I think the point is, friends, that the church is under attack. Everybody's under attack except the ones selling you the virus and vaccination. Okay? But did you know that in California, going back to putting this up against what Rick Warren, you know, Saddleback Church out in California, that he is a heretic, by the way. He's an absolute heretic. Purpose-driven life, you know this guy, right? He's a friend of Barack Obama's. That should tell you enough. Okay? Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. But did you know that a California church has over $1 million in COVID fines? I thought the church wasn't under attack. And by the way, I think this is the best medicine for the church because it wakes the church up. California church with hundreds of attendees has just received over $340,000 in Paycheck Protection Program. Forgivable federal loans will also be in fined more than $1 million for defying public health orders against holding indoor gatherings amid the surging COVID-19 pandemic. And I said pandemic. Now, am I right in saying this? This happened, by the way, Christmas Day. And, of course, they posted it on Christmas Day because they didn't want too many people to get worked up about how they're under attack again, right? But when did they do it? It's like when the government passes bills, what do they do? They do it when you're on vacation. They do it during Christmas vacation or Thanksgiving vacation or your Easter vacation, for those that didn't know. That's when they pass these bills. These are the kind of snakes you put up with. But isn't it interesting, friends, that the church has been fined up to $1 million? And Rick Warren saying the church isn't under attack? Isn't Gavin Newsom the guy that's almost on the verge of being recalled? Oh, and by the way, don't think it can't happen because it's happened before. He needs to be prosecuted for his crimes as well. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Don't forget that part. Sending the message, we're not going to tolerate your crimes anymore. Proverbs 16:6, put that up against it. Isn't Gavin Newsom the one that was told by the Supreme Court to back off the church? Did he do it, friends? Nope. Nope. Isn't he the one that was told by the state Supreme Court in California, not once but twice, to knock off his unlawful, unconstitutional edicts concerning businesses and churches? Yeah, it's him. Did he do it, friends? Nope. It's the same thing happening here in Minnesota, the same thing happening in Pennsylvania, same thing happening, friends, over in California, same thing happening over in DeWine's territory in Ohio. Hey, folks, they're the ones, just let me make clear, they're the ones that are assaulting our God-given rights. They're the ones that are desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to be in the office in the first place. And I, for one, am not going to tolerate their crimes. Lawfully. Going back to Gavin Newsom, $1 million in fines concerning that church in Santa Clarita County. Wow. Public health order against such gatherings, NBC Bay Area reported Thursday evening. The Northern California church had already racked up fines of more than $1 million for previous violations of state health orders. Hey, friends, you don't rid the U.S. Constitution over a virus you can't prove, but that's what they expect that you're going to do, and many have, right? Lord, how do you help a people like that? It's something that constantly, how do you help a people like that? A people that will not help themselves. The governor has no business doing it. He has no lawful authority doing it. But what do? They pretend along with his pretended authority. You know, and it's interesting, you see these governors come in and say, we're going to give you a fine. Well, what law are you going to enforce? Most people don't think about that. Can you show us what law you're going to enforce? They can't show you a law that they're going to enforce. See, the burden of proof then falls to them, not on you. In America, it would do yourself good. You'd do yourself well in the sense of taking the time to understand what it is that they're doing and what it is that they're not delegated to do for your own freedoms and for your posterity, right? That's what we're doing here on the radio. But it's time we wake up as to what's going on here. Wanted to let you know again, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe there. Subscribe there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our platform will be there always. 13 to 15 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've just been pulled off another platform, 733,000 friends. And all of our videos, both morning show and afternoon show, all the videos were removed. And they said that we weren't given permission to use it when, in fact, it's our content. This is tyranny full-faced, friends. This is tyranny full-faced.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.